Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tim Belcher. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Abbott. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Carsey. And now, play ball. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abbott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lavalier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sierra hits a line drive into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neal strikes out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gates hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Gates reaches second base with a double. Mike Aldred batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aldred hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brosius strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aldrete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lavalier moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lavalier scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Raines steals second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Abbott. Burks reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldrete hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hammond hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Newson pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Karkovich now catching. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Sierra scores. Neal moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0-for-2 in the game. Aldrete bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aldrete for the out. Neal moves to third. Gates moves to second. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0-for-2 in the game. Brosius hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hammond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott is 0-for-3 in the game. Abbott bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abbott for the out. Hammond moves to second. One out. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sierra is walked intentionally. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roger Smithberg now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gates hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Scott Leidy pinch hits for Mike Aldred. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Eric Helfand pinch hits for Scott Leidy. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helfand hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brosius is 0-for-3 in the game. Brosius strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gates moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.